wear these because they're recording things. So wear that. Not used to it. But welcome. Thank you so much for coming to our session. All 25 million of you, right? our session is geared toward formative assessment for Michigan educators. We're extremely excited to come and help you gain a little bit of clarity on the work that's being done in three different districts to help you hopefully gain some knowledge and excitement to see how it might be able to be replicated or take parts of it within two doors as well. So just to introduce ourselves, my name is Nicole Kalmbach. I am from Kalamazoo RESA. I am the Coordinator of Educator Support, Data, and Assessment. I am a new FAME lead with the FAME organization, so through MDE. I'm extremely excited to be here. I was trying to calculate earlier how many years of education I was in. I think this is my 24th year, so getting up there. I feel like I'm one of the old dogs now.
I'm Julie Wakefield. I'm from William Westline Community School District, and like my colleagues here, brand new FAME lead coach, third-year FAME coach with teams. I'm an instructional coach for the high school, grades 9 through 12, and it is my 25th year. So, yes, old dogs unite.
And I am Jessica Lynn Stanley. I am an instructional coach and professional learning specialist for Portage Public Schools, and as well as a FAME lead with these lovely ladies. And I am also in my 20-plus, go with that, year in education.
So today we have two overall objectives to kind of help you stay focused with our work today. The first one is just that we want you to be able to be introduced to the formative assessment process, for those of you that might not be as familiar with it. And then the second one is we want you to be able to learn from others about FAME district-wide implementation and process how these experiences may help you recognize challenges and strategies to overcome them.
So we're going to start with, I know there's not that many of you, but it is the last session of the day, so we are going to get you to stand up. So take your computer and set it on the chair next to you. Put your feet down. And and if we're going to do kind of a four square, but I think we're going to just do a two square because there's not that many of us. So if you are in the top bracket here, so if you've never heard of FAME or you've heard of it, but you've never really participated on a FAME team, go to this side of the room. If you're in our bottom two brackets here, where you've been on a FAME team as a member or a coach, or you are a FAME coach now and have a strong understanding of FAME and the formative assessment process, go on this side. So top rows that side, bottom rows this side. And then clump up, because you're going to actually be talking to each other. I don't think you are. I don't think you are at all. All right, excellent. Now, with your group that you just clumped up around, go ahead and introduce yourself. Let them know what your role is. If you're in the school district, or you work for MAC, or you work for MDE, or whatever your role is, introduce your name and who you are. If you know about FAME, this side. If you're new to FAME, that side. Oh, perfect. You're like, where can I put it? Thank you. nothing measly about elementary, Gwen. Come on, we got to stick together.
Join us together.
Oh, here. About 30 more seconds to finish up your introductions. All right, once you finish up your introductions, go ahead and I know I'm gonna keep you guys going. We gotta keep you awake this afternoon. Go ahead and read through the definition of what is formative assessment. And as you read it, talk about with your group, what are the words that are standing out to you? What are jumping out to you? All right, once you finish up sharing what words jump out to you, go ahead and you can return to your seats. I will let you sit down for a few minutes. So as you guys were talking with your groups, what were some of the words that stood out to you in this definition of the formative assessment process? Just shout them out. Planned, excellent, thank you, Ben. What else? Very learning. Excellent. Any other words? Evidence. Ongoing. Very good. So lots of great. Formative assessment isn't a thing. It's a process. And this diagram you've probably seen today a few times is all the different pieces and components of that process. So the formative assessment process, when done well, is really just high quality instructional practices. You ask those three questions. You have the where are we going? You have the what does the student know now? And the how do we get to the learning targets? So in those pieces, we have our five components. We have planning, which kind of wraps around everything. You plan for that whole process. We have those learning target use, which includes the success criteria. We figure out how are we going to gather evidence of our students' learning, whether that's informally or formally. And then what are we going to do once we get that evidence? Because if all you're doing is collecting the evidence and you're never doing anything with it, it's not formative. So it doesn't impact instruction, it doesn't impact learning. So then it's figuring out what feedback are we going to provide as teachers, or peer feedback, or self-assessment, and then what instructional or learning decisions are going to happen based on that understanding. And within that, you have your ambitious teaching, your classroom culture, pulling on the students' funds of knowledge, and building up that student motivation for learning, which all rope into that ongoing process.
So we have our traditional versus our district-wide implementation. And in a traditional implementation for FAME, FAME teachers could individually apply to become FAME coaches and then gather teams at their schools and hold meetings using the resources on the resource bank as support for these meetings. But in a district implementation, it looks a little bit bigger and it's more structured. So all of ours was part of, ours was balanced assessment. This was part of
our continuous improvement
plan. Thank you. And teams are formed independently, or they could be assigned to a team, versus the grassroots where you would go out and kind of say, hey, I've got this program and I would like to be a part of this and is learning along with me for 3 years. But the district implementation has, if put together, will have a little bit more stringent restrictions around it, not restrictions, but a plan of attack for that.
Yeah, more structure. So what we're going to share is all three of us have been a part of something that's kind of new for FAME, which is the district implementation. And that's kind of how we all ended up in these roles as FAME leads as well, because we were helping lead our districts through these district-wide implementations. And what we found is when we went on these journeys of district implementation, we ran into roadblocks and challenges along the way because we were trying something new. When we first started this a long time ago, back in 2022, we started our district-wide implementation. And back when we started it, we were kind of cowboys, like going out on our own, figuring it out. There wasn't a lot of districts that were doing full district implementation, and so we leaned heavy on our FAME lead at the time to help us figure out what this could look like. So this is kind of, we're each going to share with you a little bit of our journey, because each of our district implementation journeys are a little bit different, and each one had its own unique challenges, and hopefully from our challenges, we can help share some of the ways that we worked around those challenges, and hopefully that will help you as well. So we started our FAME journey in Portage back pre-COVID. And we started by bringing small FAME teams. It was much more of the grassroots style, traditional FAME implementation. We had our curriculum coordinator for elementary who had been a FAME coach in a previous district. And so she brought it into Portage with her and brought several of us coaches on board. And we went to a launch into learning and we got started and we were really excited. And then COVID hit. And so that paused everything. And then coming out of COVID in 2022, after we had done things like started a virtual elementary and shut down a virtual elementary all within one school year, and other exciting COVID-y things that we all did during that time, we realized that we really needed to focus in on what we could do to help accelerate learning for students as a district. And we knew that in particular, we already had some things in the works for ELA that we were working on. We were investing in letters very heavily, so we had a lot of great work going for ELA, but not for math. And that was a real big area for us that we were struggling with. And so we dug into the math essentials, and guess what one of the math essentials is? Oh, it's formative assessment. And we're like, great, we have the great resources for formative assessment. And so we dug into FAME, and we reached out to our FAME leads and said, hey, we've got this wild idea. We want to do a launch into learning for all of our K-5 teachers, which we have about 30 teachers at each grade level. So 180 teachers plus support staff. So it was a big, big implementation, big goal, big lofty plan. And we were building it into our continuous improvement process. So we went through and we launched we did a K-2 launch and we did a 3-5 launch all on the same day across our district. And we had 24, yes, FAME coaches, which we called FAME facilitators. And we had the name tweak because we had coaches in the district. And we didn't want there to be a confusion of that role. And so we kind of switched the name up a little bit just to add some clarity because we were launching as a district. And so each of our FAME facilitators had two teams of about 3 to 4 teachers on each team. And we launched and they were working with how to implement strong formative assessment process with their elementary teams. And so we continued through that process and continued to integrate the different components of FAME into our continuous improvement process and also into our curriculum review cycle. So as we went through the different years, this year we leaned really heavy into the formative assessment with essential number 4. And then we went into things around gathering evidence and questioning strategies in mathematics. And then we continue to integrate it into our continuous improvement process. And now it's so integrated into our district that if you said, I've had teachers ask me, are we still doing FAME? And my response is, yes, you do it every day. Like, they just, it's just such a part of what they do and what our PLC process is that they don't even realize that it's still FAME. Which is great and also adds challenges. So there's some challenges with that as well. So thank you. Some of our big takeaways. When we did our district-wide implementation, it needs to be supported if you're ever going to go down this route at all levels. Like, you have to have buy-in from all your levels of leadership, district leadership, building leadership. Everyone needs to know the what and the why and the how for everything that you're going to do. And then also one thing that we really found was important is we have, I'm sure it's not just our district, but the one more thing, we can't do one more thing, is like a common mantra in our district. So we really had to find a way to integrate it and so that it didn't feel like one more thing. So we worked really hard to figure out where FAME fit into all our current processes. So we are a district who has PLCs. So we figured out those three questions in FAME, guess what? Those are the same questions that we use for PLCs. Integrated it into our curriculum review cycles. So as we're going through and we're adopting new resources and we're doing summative assessments, we also look at where does formative assessment fit in? How does that process, how do you plan for it? How do you ask good questions in that curriculum? How do we collect evidence of student learning throughout that process? And then also we integrate it into all the different PDs that we do. So Friday, perfect example, we are doing multiple PDs, all that involves some part of the formative assessment process. We look at writing and we figure out, we gather that evidence of that student learning and then we sort them based on what their students need for their next steps in their learning, and then they're going to come to another session and we're going to work on formative feedback and what feedback do we provide to the students or can they provide to each other, and build that up. So it's constantly just integrated into our PD cycles as we go. And just a big takeaway that we learned is that sometimes you take, for every 2 steps forward that you take, you sometimes have to take a step back. And that's okay. As long as your trajectory is upward, you're doing okay.
Thank you, Jessica. So our journey in Wayne Westland looks a little bit different. We, back in 2018, hired or recreated some positions at Case in the elementary school. Instructional coaches. So in the elementary, we had intervention specialists whose role then switched to instructional coaches. And in the middle school and high school, well, middle school also had instructional interventionists turned instructional coaches. But at the high school, we didn't have either of those, but we did hire instructional coaches. So we had 2 at our comprehensive high schools for a total of 4. And then we shared 1 between our career tech and our Innovative Academy. So that was in 2018-2019. You fast forward to 22-23, and in the spring, we were approached by our central office leadership, Joe Orban, our director of data analysis, and our director of professional development. And they came to us with this idea that we could be FAME coaches. And I remember us all being in the room looking at each other and we're like, what is that? You know? And we're like, sure, because we're coaches, we'll do whatever you want us to do. But prior to that, leading up to it, we weren't completely unfamiliar with formative assessment practices and balanced assessment systems. We had Ellen Vorenkamp come in and do multiple training sessions with us. So we were prepared with that information. We knew about the formative assessment process. But in this case, we were being asked now to lead that initiative in the district. And it was scary, but we grabbed it and we ran with it. So in 23, we approached multiple teachers in our schools because there was 1 instructional coach, all the elementaries, and then at the high school, we asked our teachers, hey, do you want to be on a FAME team? And they're like, what's FAME? And we explained what it was and how it could be beneficial. We also, a big selling point was that it was a 3-year commitment. And teachers liked that because it wasn't a one and done. They said, okay, for 3 years? I said, yeah, 3 years. And they're like, is it really going to last that long? And I was like, yes, it is. We have the support from central office and we're in it. So we all ran around and we gathered up our FAME teams, and that was at the end of the year. So that was a challenge in itself, but we all had a fantastic response with the yeses. And I was like, okay, this is great. I mean, maybe they're just doing it because these people know us and they're going to do what we ask. But then come fall of 23, that was our year one, all of the same people stuck around. So we ended up with massive amounts of FAME participation. Our first year, we had seven. Now I'm just going to speak primarily to the high school, not our middle school or our elementary, but these numbers are just for high school. We had seven high school teams with a total of 36 teachers. And that in itself was very impressive for us. So I'm not sure the percentage, Stephanie, you would know. She did her numbers for us. But the focus then to start in that FAME process, and the graphic up there, each team determined where in the formative assessment process they really wanted to focus in on and jump in and start their learning. So everybody's FAME team was on a little bit of a different adventure, but we were all heading in the same direction. Move on to year two. 24-25. Oh, I'm sorry, let me back up. Our FAME launch of that year was extraordinary. There were so many teams and so many participants that we had to have multiple FAME launches just because of the volume and the space that we had. So our high schools launched on two separate days, and our elementary launched on one day. So we had three FAME launches. So moving into year two, you'll notice we moved from seven teams to 10 teams, up to 72 participating teachers. So our year one was such a success. More people wanted to join. We weren't turning anybody down. Welcome aboard. Moving into year three, we still have 10 teams. We've lost 10 teachers. I think some of them moved. They had, you know, when you ask teachers to do something, and it's usually those same teachers doing all of the things all the time. Some of them realized that they were becoming a little bit overloaded. And we do have some new initiatives this year in the district, like creating common summative assessments, and we've got a lot going on. So I'm thinking that those 10 teachers, a small number compared to the total of 72 that we have and 62 remaining. But now we're in year three. Now, not every one of these FAME teams is in year three of their FAME team learning, because some of those teams were created last year, so they're in like year two. This year is our challenge because we're going to determine our next steps. And now, after the 3-year commitment that we kind of sold everybody on that promise, what is year four going to look like for us? Because we don't want this to die. And if no one's championing the initiative, you know that it will go to die. And we do still have support from central office, and our coaches are still very invested in this. And so now is the time to determine, what is year four going to look like for us? We've got teams that still need to continue on to their year three, so we've got that. But what about our year four participants? Yeah, we've got some ideas around that, but that's something that we're still working out. So that's kind of a challenge for us, but it's also an opportunity to see what we can make happen in year four. We've considered building teacher leaders and stepping away from FAME coach as the instructional coach, but moving that toward a teacher who's been in the program for 3 years, so now they will have FAME teams and they'll be the FAME coach. Moving FAME into our PLCs, something we're playing with. We're a little fearful of that because it's after school for an hour. Is that enough time? Is everybody invested at that moment? And the other option is create new teams, because hopefully we'll have new teachers coming in. We do have teachers who were never on a FAME team. Maybe we can get them on board. We'll see. We have a lot of ideas out there, and it's something that we're currently working with. At our last district-wide FAME team, so as a FAME lead, Not only am I a FAME coach, but I'm the FAME lead for Wayne Westland. So all of these coaches, they are all just right there with me. So we all have access to one another. And we most recently met last week. And we just kind of brainstormed and thought dumped, like, what is our year four going to look like? What are the challenges? Where are our successes? So we're really reevaluating what this looks like. Because the coaches own this program in Wayne Westland. It's supported by principals and central office, but it's us. We're the champions of that program. Oh, people can. There we go. So this is our Wayne Westland District Assessment System. And if you take a look on the left side, bottom box, a very large one, daily formative assessment owned by teacher and student. This is a part of our plan. So FAME fully supports our district assessment system, and our system supports having FAME continue within our district. The success, it is a district initiative. The communication and support between coaches, there's no way that I could have gotten through 2.5 years of this if I didn't have the opportunity to lean on other coaches in my district and ask them, hey, what are you doing with your FAME teams? How did that work? Do you have any new ideas? What's working well? What are they receptive to? Where do they want to go? And that really, really helps, getting that teacher input to help drive forward what our plan is going to look like. The coaches and the teachers, we are very committed to professional development in Wayne Westland. It is something that is widely available to us, whether forced or optional, but everybody does participate. And the FAME program has even inspired others to attend our Building Understanding series or the Assessment Learning Institute, the Assessment Learning Network. And I don't think that that would have been something on everybody's mind had they not been a part of the FAME program. And that information is invaluable. Check that out. The support from the building principals and district level administrators. This is both a challenge and a success, and I'll talk about the challenge in a second. But the success is that the building principals were like, yes, do this. It's great. So I'm going to pull out 7 teachers in the morning, 8 in the afternoon. We were given subs. We were given money to fund this. And they continue to be supportive. And the continued growth and enthusiasm for FAME is only shown by our numbers and our increase in participation and team growth. So we have had a lot of success.
So my journey is a little bit different, only because I am not housed in a district. I am at the RESA level. And so back in 2019, Kim Young, actually it must have been the end of 2018, Kim Young, who was the FAME director prior to our new director, who's walking through the door right now. Oh my goodness. Perfect timing. So Kim Young had come to one of our county meetings and said, hey, we've got this FAME program, was telling all of the curriculum directors about it, and she had talked about how there wasn't anybody in Kalamazoo County that had a team. And so Vicksburg Community Schools, their curriculum director was like, love it. I'm on it. I want to do this. This is fantastic. And then I had asked my supervisor, hey, I do a lot with assessment. I want to be part of this too. We didn't have anybody at the RESA level that wanted to become a team, but Vicksburg, because I've done a lot with them, they said, hey, just come with us. Come to our launch. You can learn with us, and you can be a coach, and then you can support as needed. I said, okay, so this was great. So in 2019, right at the beginning, one of the FAME leads had come to Vicksburg and had done a launch with the district. So we had, at that time, there was 6 different FAME coaches, and there were probably about 6 to 7 teachers involved with each coach. So the lead had done a launch. It was great. They set expectations and a plan for the whole entire year. Things were moving great. And then the following year, COVID happened, and we had to put a pause on everything. They actually paused for about 2 years because there was sub shortages, and they just couldn't, it just wasn't coming together. We had a bunch of leadership changes as well. A lot of principals had left. But in 2022, they said, you know what? We're ready to do this again. Things were back in person. Things are going well. And they said, Nicole, do you mind coming and relaunching us? And so, which is not like a typical thing that the FAME program have done, because I wasn't a lead at that time. But in communication with Kim Young, she said, yeah, let's see how it goes. So I came, and I was going to be there for a couple of days, and each day I went to relaunch it with the same FAME coaches that were there with their teams. Each time, the district superintendent came in and said, there's a sub shortage, and all of these teachers need to go back. So 3 days in a row, they all got canceled. So we all started there, and then we all went home. So we did not end up relaunching. So it was back then in 2023-24, we relaunched again. But this time, the coaches that were there, they said, will you come with us and we'll kind of launch it together? And then with Kim Young's blessing, she said, yeah, let's try it. Let's see. This is not typically what we've done, but let's see how it goes. So I would relaunch with the FAME coaches, because at that time, then the FAME coaches were like, you know what? We've relaunched a couple of times. I feel like I'm starting to know this stuff, you know? So we relaunched it together. We only had 5 coaches, though, at that time, because one of the original FAME coaches had left. They had retired. And so I think the COVID years just kind of took it out on him. But I also wanted to mention, just to kind of piggyback with what Jess had said, it was the instructional coaches in the districts that became the FAME coaches. So they already had that that terminology or that connection to being a coach. So we didn't have to change any of the names or anything like that. And so they already just felt like the role just kind of layered into what they were already doing. But so in 2023-24, it worked really well. You know, we relaunched in the morning, and then the afternoons, we spent the whole time planning for what the school year was going to be about. And then last year, the district FAME coaches relaunched on their own. And then they asked for some specific feedback on their slide decks and things like that to make sure that they were headed in the right direction. And so this was their way of starting to build capacity within their district versus having the outside FAME person come. And they had already built the rapport and the trust with the teams that were already in their district already with that first cohort. So that second year that after the launch, right, they had a year two team. So now each coach has 2 separate teams. And so they relaunched. They got things moving. So it went really successful. And then this year, we had a wonderful change. We lost Kim Young, which was not always, you know, we don't want to lose the leader that we had, but it was a great transition when Mary Helen came in. And so as we were learning the ropes and trying to figure out, you know, what had happened over the last couple of years, because it wasn't the typical rollout of how FAME launches happen. And so Mary Helen joined us on another launch, and we got to watch those FAME coaches launch their new teams. And it was super exciting to see, because the wealth and the knowledge that they have gained and grasped over the years, it was very evident with their teams, and it was super exciting to see how the work has really grown. And so now, even though I did become a FAME lead, I'm more of their support person. So we connect every month, and we talk about what they're going to be doing at their team meetings. And they hold several meetings because they have that first year of teams that they started, and then last year they had a second year team, and then this year they have a third year team. So all the coaches have 3 different teams that they're working on. So we're not gaining more FAME coaches, but they're just expanding the number of teams that they work with. So that's a little bit different as well when we think about in comparison to Julie's. But it's gone really well, and it's super exciting. And between last year and this year, we had the curriculum director retired. And so what was key for the work to continue this year is that the curriculum director had been a FAME coach, which is super exciting. She still leads part of the teams for this year. I think she'll probably let go of that next year because loaded with information and stuff. But she was able to walk alongside with the curriculum director and see how all of it was put together And so it was such a smooth transition for the work to continue. Because a lot of times when you have major people at your, you know, administrative or central office and they leave, sometimes that work stops. And so, you know, which could be scary, right? Because you've got some major players in your central office that potentially are leaving as well. Yes. Mm-hmm. and so that was really key, it was to have that person work alongside them. So I would say one of our biggest successes in how this has been able to work is that that curriculum director, as soon as Kim Young came that one day, she goes, we're doing this, we got it, we're putting it right into our continuous improvement mm-hmm. plan. And that has guided the whole entire work. And so with the new curriculum director continuing the work, it just layered right in, and it just continues. Mm-hmm. So their strategy is around the guaranteed and viable curriculum, and it says building and district teams will ensure implementation of a balanced assessment analysis system to inform instructional decisions that impact learning. So all of their activities that go with it take different components and pieces of the formative assessment process. So it's really layered and embedded in. It doesn't seem like it's that one more thing mm-hmm. that Jess has been talking about that happened. Another thing that made it successful is they just started small. Each of those coaches started with one team, and then it grew. Now the coach has two teams. Now the coach has three teams. So my guess, and I haven't spoken with them yet, is wondering if they're going to do a fourth team. Some of them might. Vicksburg is a small rural community, and so there's only one high school, there's one middle school, and so I think they have all the teams there set. But the elementary, there's three different buildings, and so my guess is that if they do add teams, it would just be at the elementary level. So the new twist from what Vicksburg is doing is that they've really built the capacity within those same coaches to be able to lead the work in relaunch. And then they've always used that feedback from each of the teams as they're moving on the next year to figure out what are those next steps. So for those of you that know, and I know Jess did a little bit of an overview of what the formative assessment process is, but there's many different components. And so I think that first year, they tried to focus on all of the pieces, but based on feedback from the team, they realized it was too much and they mm-hmm. wanted to slow down to really implement with fidelity two different focus areas. And so while some teams now are starting to move on to next components, the next team is still on like one component because they just want to really make sure that they have grasped all of what is needed to ensure that that component is working really well. But like I said, right? And as you guys have mentioned as well, nothing ever goes, you know, as planned, right? Yeah. Two steps forward, sometimes you go back. And it's hard really to sustain that change, and it can be challenging at times. So we found this quote from Margaret Heritage and Wiley from one of their recent books. And so take a moment to read through two different pieces of this quote, and then I'm going to have us process it. So take a moment to think about that, and then turn to a neighbor near you and talk about what resonates with you with that.
Change is hard. I said change is hard. Yeah. Well, there's so much there, right? Like, you've been on a theme team for a long time. Like, it's... Yeah. There's a lot of different ways that you can dig deep into it.
I'll give you about 30 more seconds.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, if you can wrap up that last part of your statement. So what I've realized over the past is that change is not easy, change is very hard. But change, I feel like, is very healthy, right? Change puts us in a state of uncomfortableness. And when we're in that state of uncomfortableness, that's where we learn and we grow. We talk about that in my department, and it's not even related to formative assessment, but when you're in that state of uncomfortableness, it's uncomfortable because you're not used to doing it the way that you're doing or whatever topic it is that you're talking about. And so, but we learn and we grow, and it's an important piece of whatever you're trying to implement. So I'm curious if I could hear from two people, maybe what part of the conversation was that you had with a partner. Yeah, thanks. And when's it gonna go away too? Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, and to your point about it being not being one more thing, 3-year commitment, you do need a level of support from the building, admin, and central office. But what really drives the continuation and buy-in are the teachers. And so that's why I think a huge part of this has been very successful for us.
One of the things that we had done with Vicksburg as well, because our department at the RESA, we have many different consultants in different content areas, and a lot of them go in and support Vicksburg with their content areas as well. And so I had done some facilitation of some learning around what the formative assessment process was during COVID. We did it all virtually. But now, some of the, like this year specifically, our literacy consultant was asked to be part of one of the new FAME teams. And so to start to see how outside people that are coming in to support with, you know, literacy essentials, math essentials, and things like that, they're being a part of FAME teams, and they're showing how everything is connected. And so that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to piggyback on that, actually one of Nicole's coworkers is one of our math consultants. And so she did our FAME launch with us because she was a teacher in our district at the time. And so as we've been working through PD for math over the past, she's been right alongside with me integrating all of those FAME elements into our math PD. So there's lots of challenges, whether you're implementing in the traditional format or unique challenges when you try to implement FAME at a district-wide. As we talked about already, the one more thing. So how making sure
how do you counteract that challenge of the perception of one more thing? Leadership changes.
And buy-in. Competing initiatives. So there are always new initiatives coming up. So how do you implement at a district-wide and keep that three-year commitment that you to FAME when there are so many new initiatives that are layering on top of it? False starts. COVID was like the ultimate false start for many of us. Lack of understanding of purpose, and then obviously the time. I mean, whether it's sub shortages or planning time or ways, how do you integrate those FAME teams in that learning that they do together into your systems if you're doing a district-wide implementation? How do you make that work if you don't have subs and when you do have limited planning time with competing initiatives? There's lots of challenges that come along with that. But
so yes, the subs were a challenge for us. Mm-hmm. And it was in year two when the five secondary coaches sat down and we mapped out our entire year. Stephanie is our calendar whiz, and I'm forever grateful for that. But we made sure that when we were holding our FAME team meetings that we weren't on a competing day where subs were also needed. Mm-hmm. So that the chance of getting sent back to the classroom would not happen. Our building principals were supportive, so they made sure that that was protected time for us. Central office asked for a budget at the end of the year. How many subs are you going to need? How many people are taking stipends? I submit a budget. Okay, that's great. Comes out of Title II, and so we've been good to go. We just got the good news that we are still going to have that Title II money next year, so I'm ready to submit another budget. But those were some challenges for us, carving out that time. And making sure that there was nothing else competing for the sub pool that day. Another challenge that I just encountered last week was our principal at one of the high schools pulled me aside. He's like, how is FAME going? And I was like, it's going great. Like, what do you want to know? And he said, well, I'm walking by some of these classrooms and I'm not seeing it. And I was like, what are you hoping to see? And that just kind of led to a larger question for me that maybe there isn't that understanding, that level of understanding about the formative assessment process that he needs to have to see that the impact is actually happening in the classroom. So that was a challenge that I need to kind of circle back to and figure out how am I going to explain to him what he's hoping to see.
So thankfully, even though there are a lot of challenges, there are many different strategies that we've found over the last many years that help counteract some of those challenges that we face. For starting with, which you guys both have implemented, is that clear vision. So if you're going to implement on a district-wide level, it has to be part of your continuous improvement process, part of your district initiative. Like, it has to be a very clear vision of what it looks like, who's involved, how does it fit into all your other initiatives. Like, you have to have a really clear outline plan in order for a district-wide initiative to be successful. So if you go into it from the vision of a traditional FAME team where it's just a grassroots group of teachers, you're never going to get to that full district implementation. Not that the grass, like, we still love traditional FAME team implementations. That's an amazing way to get started. That's how all of us got started initially. But if you want to amp it up to that district-wide implementation, you have to take that extra step of making sure that there's a clear vision and plan.
I would say, just to kind of piggyback with that, our county was really focused after the literacy essentials came out. Our county got really focused on instructional rounds. We had a project over in our county too called the Hill Project. So it had a lot to do with looking at best practices in the classroom and then doing these Harvard instructional rounds. And so one of the ways that we were able to layer in the FAME work with the essential practices was because of the instructional rounds. And so when other districts were coming to the building to walk around to the classrooms, it was all centered around the formative assessment process. I think Vicksburg, when we did it at the middle school, it was all around learning targets. So we did like a little
you know, a brief PD, if you want to say, to help everybody that was there to participate in the rounds to understand is, what does it mean when we're talking about learning targets? How do we plan for learning targets? What does it look like in the classroom? If we go into the classroom, what should we see? How is the teacher utilizing them? How are the students utilizing them? And then we walked into the classrooms and we were looking for that. And so that was a big way to get people really connected to see how everything was aligned. So that was a huge success for us.
We had a similar experience. Our district, we also conducted instructional rounds. And that did not go over very well. There was a revolt. The union was up in arms. Teachers were upset. They felt that they were being judged and then talked about by their peers behind their backs, and then it died and it went away. But we took that idea at the high school, the coaches, and we thought it wasn't such a bad thing if you really understood what was taking place during the instructional rounds. So we made teacher networking. It's instructional rounds. But we call it teacher networking, where we take teachers to other teachers' classrooms, and they love it. They think this is the best form of PD, watching what's happening in other classrooms. And then we decided to amp it up and take FAME team members into other FAME team members' classrooms so that they could see what those teachers were doing with their knowledge of the formative assessment process. So that was, that just made me think of that. We were really proud of that, and we get a lot of great participation.
To put a plug for tomorrow, we have a team from Galesburg Augusta Community School that's in Kalamazoo County, and they have a FAME team, but they're coming to talk about how all of it's connected, and she's going to show her process of what they've done with FAME, how it led them into strategy implementation guides, gold standards, and then wrapping it into instructional rounds. So if you're here tomorrow, you can check out their session.
So that gets to that bullet number three, right? Like connecting it to all of your other initiatives. So connecting it to your instructional rounds, connecting it to your continuous improvement process, connecting it to your teacher networking, connecting it to your curriculum cycles. So how can you integrate it as with district-wide implementation into all of those other systems that you're already doing? Because FAME is integrated into everything, it's actually not a very hard lift. You just need to be explicit and clear so that everybody understands how it works. And then finally, there are tons of resources out there. One of my favorite things about FAME as a FAME coach and now a FAME lead is all of the amazing resources that are available on the FAME website. And I do have some up here. Thank you, Amy, for running out and getting them for you all. But the FAME website is fantastic. If you are a FAME coach, your FAME lead is invaluable. As far as the people to connect with, and just being able to talk to other FAME coaches and the events that are out there. Just yesterday, I was able to attend an adaptive schools refresher, which was awesome. Just good relearning all that stuff that I learned back in like 2019. So it was just really great to take advantage of all those amazing resources that are offered through the FAME program and through MBE.
Yeah, and there's Think Points, which are several page long research articles. There's also Learning Points, where it's sometimes one page, sometimes back and front, but they're just enough to get people excited about learning it, but not so much that you're overwhelmed by reading it. So there's tons of those. There's videos, there's tangible, or, well, you can't physically touch them, but there's like example, picture examples of what people have utilized in the classroom to show what it looks like. The same thing with the Michigan Assessment Consortium's website. They've got a plethora of resources as well. I don't know how many times I tell people to go to that site or both of them, and I'm getting things from it. So highly recommend those.
All right. So what we're going to have you guys do now is a little processing.
Yeah. So there's three different questions that we put up here to pose to you. So the first one, what challenges have you all faced when implementing a new initiative? How did you and your teams work through those challenges? And then what strategies could you use to help continue to move your teams forward? So we want to give you a moment just to think about those questions, and then we're going to do an activity with that.
You got about 2 minutes to think there.
going to move on to our group processing now that you've had some time to individually think and process. We are going to put you into three groups based on your experience with things. So our first group is going to be over here where you have a FAME team. So you are a FAME coach or you are on a FAME team. Group B, which is over here, is you do not have a team, but you've heard of FAME before. And group C is I have never heard about FAME ever, so my processing is going to be a little bit different because we're not talking about FAME. So that'll be group C back there. So go ahead and self-select based on where you feel you best fit between group A, B, or C, A, B, or C. And what we're going to talk about, you'll notice on your processing documents or papers, think about those initiatives, right? So what made the initiative successful when you were implementing something new? What were some challenges you faced when you implemented something? What are some strategies and resources you may have used to be successful in implementation? And then how did you determine what next steps might come out from that process? What questions might you have? All right. Go ahead and self-select and work with your teams. We have markers, I think, that are going around. Okay, finish your sentence, not your paragraph.
You guys have instructional coaching, right?
One at every day.
What? So are they like in coaching cycles with the teachers, pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's where I could see, but of course, if they're not part of FAME, they might not know everything. But that's where I would say,
all right, we'll bring back in 15.
Layer in.
Yeah.
Coaches.
And in 10.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
And in 5.
Yeah.
4. 3. Yeah. 2. Yeah. 1. You guys can stay there. So we're just going to quick do a whip around and share and just a highlight. So like if you could say like what was a big idea that your team talked about or that your group talked about when you were with doing your processing, whether you wrote anything down or just had great discussions. So why don't we start with Team A? And what were some of the big highlights that you guys talked about?
We talked a lot about our
Thank you guys. So as we finish up here, if you would like FAME resources, we have them up here. But also, obviously, whether you put it in your notes or on a sticky note or on your computer, whatever it is, or just pin it in your brain. So what are you walking out with? Like, what is one thing that you are walking out with and or what is a question that you might have? Mary Helen?
Well, that's me.
I actually asked you to send you that. If you have me and send a grid,
Fame pens are the best. Other questions or other wells? All right, thank you. That's our contact information. Feel free to reach out to us as well if you have any questions or wondering how to get started or want to brainstorm ways for district implementation or just a grassroots implementation. And last but not least, if you want to be a Fame coach, the coaching application is open, right? For both? So if you're a returning Fame coach, make sure you fill out your renewal. And if you are interested in becoming a new Fame coach and seeing where this could lead you, the application is also open for that. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.